We hope you enjoyed part one of our mock trade deadline. We've got one more trade for you. We're going to hear the Fred VanVleet trade discussion. That's just the beginning of part two. A lot more action in part two. A lot more action in part three. We hope you'll subscribe to Dunked On Prime to get all of that content. And this is just the start. The mock trade deadline is only one of the many things we do. It's a special podcast, of course, but week to week, we're going to have six podcasts for you. One of them is going to include John Hollinger, Hollinger and Duncan, a continuation of that. You get all the regular great podcasts with Nate and Danny. You'll get the Daily Dunks 5 days a week. You get Seth Partnow's written analysis 3 days a week. Access to our Discord. Just a ton of great content you can get through Dunked On Prime. We hope you'll subscribe. Dunkedon.supportingcast.fm. It's dunkedon.supportingcast.fm.
Welcome back to part two of the 2023 mock trade deadline. Hope you enjoyed part one. Some pretty crazy stuff happened, and there's more on the way here in part two. Let's go back to part one, where the Raptors first gauged the market on Pascal Siakam and weren't able to find the huge offer they were looking for. They then moved on to OG Anunoby, got some interesting offers from the Pelicans in particular, but instead they went in a totally different direction, moving OG Anunoby and Gary Trent Jr. to the Sixers for Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris. We talked a ton about that deal and what it would mean. I think that's going to be one that's pretty darn controversial. Then we had another big trade that started with the idea of a renegotiation and extension of Miles Turner that would allow him to still remain trade eligible, which proved quite prescient, I believe, for part two, as you will see. But we didn't end up going that route. Instead, the Pacers traded Miles Turner to the Pelicans after strong interest from the Mavericks and the Raptors for Jonas Valanciunas, Devontae Graham, the better of Milwaukee and New Orleans's 2024 first, top four protected, which then converted to a 2025 first, and the better of Milwaukee and New Orleans 2027 first, top four protected. So those are all the trades we actually got to in part one, but we have a lot of work left to do here. We're going to end up with double digit trades in all. I teased some of it at the end of the last episode on the public pod. I hope you're a new subscriber and you're joining us right now, because buckle up, this is going to be fun.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on here. And I guess if there are any other, maybe the best way to do this then, if in terms of all you guys' plans, if there are any other kind of big offers you were planning on making, let's hear them.
Well, Phoenix wanted to call up the Raptors about Fred VanVleet.
Listening.
So we obviously want to send back Chris Paul, and we think that you could kind of, I mean, maybe you see him as part of the value if you're actually trying to compete this year, but we were thinking that you could reroute him to another team if not, and get some of the pick value, so we wouldn't have to necessarily send as much.
Yeah, I think we're definitely keener now on re-signing VanVleet going forward, and still trying to work things out. Or, I mean, I guess, how much are you willing to give up? You know, I think at this point, like, we have our plan. We made a big move. We want to see how this adding Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey works with this whole group that we've assembled. And, you know, maybe we'd try to get a cheaper but better rim protecting center. So I don't think
we value the difference between Chris Paul and Fred VanVleet is worth multiple first round picks, I guess is how I'd put it.
Yeah, I don't think, and particularly again, given where Phoenix is at right now, and I'm sure you're going to want to put some protection on those picks too. Like I think if we're not getting to multiple first round picks, then it's probably, again, would be too difficult. I think we just value whatever the optionality is. I mean, yeah, we might lose him for nothing, but one first round pick isn't enough to make me say, hey, we feel great about moving him. Like that, the risk of losing someone that we could trade for one first round pick is like not the end. If it were two, then it's like, okay, yeah, like this bird in the hand is so much that we just have to take it.
Right. That's where we like this idea more, if you were tanking the rest of the season and could trade Chris Paul elsewhere.
Like to get value for Chris Paul?
Right.
God, when did Chris Paul really have value? Like, someone give up a first for Chris Paul at this point and that on his contract? Maybe.
I mean, I don't know about a first necessarily, but I figured the Clippers or Timberwolves might have interest.
Clippers would. Shit. Clippers would. Heat would too.
Timberwolves potentially could, but the math on it gets a little bit tough. But it is possible. Actually, math isn't that tough. We could, yeah, we'd have interest.
Well, you don't have the picks get tough, but
we're not talking. We're just talking about interest right now. And by the way, we still have some seconds.
Could we get Walker Kessler back in that deal, Wolves?
I mean, if you have time machine technology, we will use it differently.
I think it's probably not at the point where I mean, could we? Yeah, I don't think we want to tank. I think we want to just see how this group is going to look this year. And I'm not feeling like, you know, even with Van Vliet, like we might be able to get something in a sign and trade this summer that'd be equivalent to this value. So I think we're probably. I mean, Clippers, are you going to give up like a 2028 unprotected first to get Chris Paul?
How about to get Fred VanVleet?
March is over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can get in on the action in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia, and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's really simple to play. On America's number one fantasy sports app, you can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. Right now, they've got basketball, college basketball, and hockey entries available today on Prize Picks. It's exceedingly easy to make your entries. You look at the player projections, you select more or less, and you can turn $10 into $1,000 on what is, once again, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use the code CAPSPACE. Easy to remember CAPSPACE because we talk about it all the time here on the program. For a first deposit match of up to $100, that's code CAPSPACE. For a first deposit match up to $100, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. And don't forget that cap space code to let them know you came from us. Oh, it is that time again. Wedding season. Indochino's custom suits will have you walking into a wedding looking like $1 million, feeling like $1 million because their suits are custom made to fit you perfectly. You can get a tailored fit from the comfort of your home. You can set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website, choose customizations without even leaving the house. Indochino was the official outfitter of my wedding. I got a tux from them. All my groomsmen got custom fitted sport jackets, and I'd like to think we all look great. Order your custom suit now. Be ready for wedding season, whether it's at home or in person at a showroom New Year, which I actually recommend. That's what I did. An Indochino style guide can walk you through all of the amazing customizations that they have. The lapels, the lining, single-breasted, double-breasted. You can feel the fabrics in person. That's definitely the best way to do it, in my opinion. But you can also do it from home as well. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com. Use that familiar cap space code to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com. I-N-D-O-C-H-I-N-O. Indochino.com. Don't forget that cap space code to let them know you came from us. Yeah. I mean, that's another great question. Am I more interested in a 2028 unprotected Clippers first or like some unprotected Phoenix pick? Like,
well, keep in mind, Phoenix said top four protected. We'll go unprotected.
Well, I mean, we would probably try to send you this year's first round pick and we could do it unprotected because with Fred VanVleet, we will be in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean,
generally.
But not at the top bottom 10.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, the value of the unprotected picks would be something that's out there a little further. Yeah, then just unprotected in the next like year or two for the Suns doesn't really interest me too much.
You know, for the Clippers, our matching salary, somebody like Marcus Morris, we think there's some value there. Although this is starting to come
for Marcus Morris, or?
Yeah. I mean, the feature is the pick, but, you know, we don't think the matching salary we'd send is awful by any means. But again, I think we're starting to sound like the Suns offer, and you said no to that. But if you find ours a little more appealing, we're definitely interested.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm also thinking Clippers, like, that offer is going to be there for a sign and trade this offseason, too. Although, I guess, you can't acquire it from a sign and trade. So, yeah.
Right. We want Van Vliet for the 2023 playoffs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I will note formally that Minnesota is interested in Fred VanVleet, but considering the asking price, we obviously cannot acquire.
Yeah.
Unless you really love Josh Minot, in which case we can talk.
I mean, I don't know if we can make our offer a little better. We're not going to put in Terrence Mann, but if you like Brandon Boston, or we could add some second rounders, like we do think we could go a little bit higher than that to get it done. But we're obviously short on assets to do anything and so major beyond.
Yeah. And then the matching salary is just Marcus Morris.
Raptors, now is the time to give any heinous salary that you want to the Clippers. They'll take it.
Yeah, that's the other way we could do is take on if you have any bad salary. No, I mean, we'd have to include more than Marcus Morris. But like I said, if you want Brandon Boston, if you like his upside, that would work. Or we could put John Wall into this trade. I mean, there are.
Yeah, I mean, John Wall just being an right. expiring contract. With,
that'd just be all neutral.
We're, yeah, we're pretty expensive at this point. Yeah, I don't I mean, think if you, it, it's, yeah.
If, it's just I think, let me check.
It's just not enough.
Okay. As I say, if you wanted to throw in Otto Porter and get him off your books.
Yeah, I think it's, again, this Anunoby, Maxey, Harris trade. How are my books looking next year now that I have those two guys? Am I like in the tax?
No.
Do you have it, Dan?
You're actually not bad at all.
Okay.
You got about $11 million if you waive Thaddeus Young. Or
below the tax?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not a huge concern then. No, I think like this big trade, this was kind of like the shakeup. I think I wanted to just see what it looks like now. I mean, Clips, would you be interested in putting Ivica Zubats into this deal?
I mean, it depends on what we could do to get another center. We're looking to add a center, not subtract a center.
Yeah. Yeah, Zubats is not a great fit with Barnes and Siakam either.
Yeah, yeah.
We need someone with a little more shooting ability than that. Nah, I think we're, unless we can get two first round picks, I think we're probably good on Van Vliet.
I mean, honestly, we would do that value wise, but we don't have two first round picks. Do you think there's a way we could?
Well, you said you wouldn't put Terrence Mann in there, right?
Well, we think he's worth, you know, on his low salary, even when he goes on to his extension. We just like what he brings to our team so much. We think he's worth maybe a little more than just the run of the mill first rounder. Could we approximate the first round pick value with some combination of Brandon Boston and second rounders, and we could do a swap on our, you know, we could send one of our 28 or 29 first round pick and a swap on the other.
Oh, okay. That's unprotected?
Yeah, I mean, we don't protect our picks, sure.
All right, now we're starting to get somewhere, maybe. God, this Raptors team, it was so weird, and I just made it weirder, I think. But maybe I didn't. I guess my starting lineup right now is Van Vliet, Maxey, Harris, Barnes, and Siakam. Man, I'm really torn on this now, because I guess where am I really going to have a Van Vliet, Maxey backcourt? Like, that's probably too small in the end. So, yeah, so 28 first, 29 swap, both unprotected. And then what's our matching salary, Clippers?
Well, we could do it. Marcus Morris, I think, would not quite get there.
Well, so how about John Wall then? Just the expiring salary there. You don't need him now that you're picking up another point guard. He might actually even be able to help us as someone who can run in transition a lot and can't shoot at all. Fit right in.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine with us. Just a heads up, that's going to add slightly to your payroll.
That's okay. We got four. I think we still have room below the tax this year, right?
No, you're in the tax currently.
Oh, we are in the tax right now. Okay, so we need to get out. That's.
But you could also theoretically find a place for John Wall, or like that could. I think that would be enough of a like move to do it.
Yeah. We could just how about we just send you Otto Porter back? So it would be Morris and Wall, and then Van Vliet and Porter.
Yeah, that should work.
Write it down.
Speaking of writing it down, that is another feature we have for Dunked On Prime subscribers. Every trade in the mock trade deadline written down. Of course, you want to listen to it. You want to hear the negotiations, but it's a lot to track. We get that. There's a lot going on. You want to see it written down. We make that available to Dunked On Prime subscribers. We make cap sheets with the mock trade deadline available to Dunked On Prime subscribers. We, of course, make the regular cap sheets, the real cap sheets, with our projections of cap space salaries going forward available to Dunked On Prime subscribers. And that's, of course, in addition to the podcasts that are the mainstay of this operation. 6 days a week, one of those with Nate and John Hollinger. It's a fantastic value. We've got the mock off-season sale going right now. It's a perfect time to subscribe. We hope you will. DunkedOn.supportingcast.fm. DunkedOn.supportingcast.fm.
With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.